Summer is a great time to savor the arts, and few parts of the country have as many festivals in which to do so than North Carolina. One of the newest can be found in the beautiful High Country. The Siren Mountain Jam invites everyone to celebrate music and art created by women. The two-day festival kicks off on the first day of summer, Friday, June 21st, in the High Country Fairgrounds in Boone. Siren Mountain Jam brings together some of the best women musicians and female-fronted bands, world-class artists, and nonprofit women's organizations for a weekend of fun. There'll be 15 bands in all, concluding Saturday night from 9:30 to 11 with platinum recording artist, singer-songwriter Joan Osborne. Friday's headliner is American singer-songwriter, rapper, bassist, vocalist, and multiple Grammy-nominated artist Michelle Andegeocello. Michelle's music combines great songwriting, powerful vocals, and virtuosic bass playing, and showcases her mastery of virtually all styles of music. Her debut album came in 1993 with Plantation Lullabies. Her most recent release is For a Sovereign Soul, a dedication to Nina Simone. It's Michelle's 10th record. She spoke with me recently by cell phone from her home in New York.
You say that's your boyfriend, you say I'm out of line. Funny, he said I could call him up anytime.
What do you enjoy most about just that act, that creating the music, songwriting?
As a writer, I just try to stay burning with the desire to express myself. And then as just being a curious person, I find myself wanting to understand all the forms so that when I come across people, I'm able to communicate with them. Because that's what keeps, in my limited opinion, the artist working and growing, and so that you're not like a generational artist or a one-hit wonder. I just try to stay curious about all the music that exists so that I can move through those worlds and meet different people, and as I age, have something to offer as a teacher, you know, or as a mentor.
Being observant, I was talking to a poet recently about that aspect of just paying attention in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Black is a color of my true love's hair.
I wanted to thank you for introducing me to, reintroducing you to the music of Nina Simone, and I know that's been a big part of your performance recently. What are some of the things about her approach to music and music making that grab your imagination?
Her classical background, she was born at a time where education was, one of the most important things that one could hope to have, so her intelligence. I also appreciate that she could take other people's songs, rearrange them, and make them her own. And even though she didn't consider herself a jazz musician, she could improvise as a player, as an arranger, and just as a human being in general in life. And also that it's not a pretty story. You know, her public life seems to sometimes overshadow her capabilities as an artist. And yeah, I just think she's an interesting person. And I think the only reason why I have a career is that it was women like her who paved the way that someone like me could exist.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Michelle Andegeocello. Michelle was the first woman to be featured on the cover of Bass Player magazine, and she remains one of the few women who write the music and lead the band. She's an apt headliner for an entire festival that celebrates music and art created by women. The Siren Mountain Jam, Friday, June 21st at 11 o'clock in the morning in the High Country Fairgrounds in Boone. Michelle's performance will begin Friday night at 9:30, and on Saturday night at 9:30, it'll be singer-songwriter Joan Osborne concluding the festival. More than a dozen of some of the best women musicians and female-fronted bands will perform throughout the festival, and you'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.